Good morning. Welcome. We've got obviously got a few folks away today because of the long weekend, but we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming. And this morning I wanted to share with you, I wanted to go back to a subject that I spoke about, I think it was a couple of years ago. If it was last week, forgive me, because when you get as old as I am, you can't remember. But anyway, I'm going to talk about the passage of time. And as you get older, you know, you start to think, you become very conscious of time. And there are all kinds of reminders. You know, you look in the mirror, you get reminded. People tell you. Your waist belt tells you. Other people tell you. The clock tells you. Anybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Not you, young man. So there are so many things that remind us, you know. And time, by the way, is made up of seconds and minutes and hours, days, weeks and years. And you may remember I said this once before, we have a time bank. And every tonight at 12 midnight, that time bank, the withdrawal of 24 hours will take place. And those 24 hours from your time bank can never, ever be replaced. They're gone forever. This moment in time right here, right now, will never come again. We might be, you know, here next week doing similar things, but this moment of time has gone. And the Bible tells us to use our time wisely. So this, if you put the Ephesians up for me, thank you. All right. Ephesians chapter 5, it says this, be careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise. In some translations, by the way, instead of the word live, say how to use your time. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. And how true that is, we picked it up in Robin's prayer this morning. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand that the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And as I said, some translations use the word and say to be careful how you use your time. Now, if I make an observation, and I'm sure that you've made the same observation, there are so many distractions in this world right now, particularly for the young, but then maybe for the not so young. Electronic devices, you know, such as mobile phones, laptops and iPads and things like that distract people. There was on the news, I don't know whether you saw it on the news, I don't know whether it was a lady or a man, but this lady was down at the art centre and she had her mobile phone and she was walking and she hit the trough, you know, the moat around it, and in she went. You know, can you, but distracted. I mean, she deserved to fall in there, by the way. Oh, yes. Well, it's like people, you know, they walk in front of cars now, you know, because they're so distracted by these devices. I guarantee she won't do that again. No, that's right. But, you know, devices can be used for good, and they can also be used for great harm. You know, I've heard some terrible stories of young people being bullied from messages sent through social media. And the consequences have been tragic. Indeed, you know, we heard about that shooting, was it 3 weeks ago in Texas? And what they're saying, they're attributing some of that violence to violent video games. But not all social media, by the way, or social media platforms, let me read some to you. And probably there's probably a dozen more. We have Facebook. You know Facebook, Jen?
No.
Snapchat, you know that one, of course? Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, nor do I, by the way, okay? But these are all the different things. I email, that's about as far as I go. And some of these, you know, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, are good ways to communicate. In our community in Strathmore, Margaret's on the community, whatever it is, Snapchat or whatever it is, and what happens is they will tell us about what are the things happening in the community? And right now, we've got thieves working cars, breaking into cars around the homes at the moment. So we all know and we're aware. So that's a good thing. That's a good communication. But you see, there's an epidemic of addiction among the young and even preschoolers to the devices. And sometimes you will see a mum in a restaurant or pushing in the pram, she'll give the little child who may only be a year or two old, and they give them the device. Why? To shut them up. And I'm not saying that we should cut kids off or you adults off totally. But sometimes I believe that we need to, cut back on our screen time. I mean, the psychologists are telling us now about children totally addicted to screen time. As I said, electronic devices can be used for good. And often when we've had young people up the front, although Narelle last week, very good to see you. You were still using paper, Narelle. Well done. Although you did have your phone up there. Was that for timing?
No, that was for recording.
Oh, recording. Okay, all right. Well, good on you. But you know, what happens, you get a lot of preachers now today have their iPad up here or their telephone, and what they do, they read the scripture from there and they have their notes there. I'm still back in those early days of using paper. So it can be used for good. I remind you, I'm talking about the passage of time. And I'll see how this ties in a moment. Do you remember, and there are a lot of older folk here today with grey hair like me. And do you remember on what we used to do before devices? We as a family used to sit around the family table, or on the kitchen table, and what did we do? We used to talk to each other and communicate. That same family today sits at the, if they indeed sit at the table, and they've got their devices out. Mum and dad are on their phones, the kids are on their iPads, and no one talks. But see, that were the old days. And I don't watch trashy television, by the way. I think as far as we go, we watched Midsummer's Murders last night and Father Brown. Do you watch that?
All the time.
Yes, yeah. That's, oh, okay. Well, I watched Midsummer's, probably the most dangerous place in England. They're all dead. You know, there were three murders last night, by the way. I said there's a serial killer loose out there right now. But, you know, so we watch that and... I forgot what I was going to talk about. But, you know, anyway, that was, I was watching trashy television, and it was the Kardashians, and I have said the story once before. And it's interesting, you know, it's voyeurism. You can peer into their life. And there was this, it was a scene of mum, one of the Kardashian girls, on a swing. And I guess her son, who was 5 or 6 years of age, was pushing her. And she kind of leaned around and she was talking to him while he was pushing her. And she said this, she said, "What would be the two things that you would want from mummy?" And these were the words for probably a 5 or a 6 year old. He said this, he said, "Stop cussing and get off your device." Now if I can interpret that into plain English, it says this, "Stop swearing and get off your phone." The words of a little child. And maybe what he was really saying is, "Mum, give me some time. Give me some time." We're talking about time. As I said, the scripture we read before tells you to use your time wisely. But we live in a world now that's instant. I want it now. People don't want to wait because they haven't got time. You know, you can contact anybody in the world in seconds now. I do a lot of overseas phone calls. I dial that number and 3 or 4 seconds later, that person's on the phone. You know, technology. Let me move on. Psalm 90, verse 10. "Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and fly away." Good news. Yeah. In another translation, it talks about 70. A score, by the way, is 20 years. 60 and 10 is 70 years. In the World Health Authority, and these were stats in 2016, by the way, the average age, of a man, by the way, is 69.7 years. You ladies there are just a little better. The average age of a woman, this is globally, is 72 years of age. And yes, there are those that go into their 80s and 90s, such as the Queen. And you remember just the other week, well, last week or the week before it was, we had Heather's mum's funeral. And Heather's mum was, I think, 97 or 98 years of age. A little while before that, it was 2 years ago, we buried Margaret's mum. She was 99. So there are the exceptions. But the worldwide average life expectancy is 70 years, just as the Word of God says. You know, some of us are close to that or have gone past that. But it demonstrates how short life really is. Because, you know, we've all got our memories here. I can remember when I first came to Australia when I was 9 years of age from England. I can remember going to state school. I can remember going to high school. I can remember getting my first job. I can remember holding my little granddaughter in my arms. And now she's 8.5 years of age. And what I'm saying is time is short. Time passes us by. They've gone so quickly. Turn with me to if we look at the book of Ecclesiastes. Can anybody spell that before I see it? Oh, it's already up there. It's all right. Who wants to read it for me? Someone want to read it? Thanks. Good. Thank you. Yeah.
Want to put me back on?
That's it. Thank you.
Ecclesiastes 3. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace.
Yeah. Thanks, Narelle. And if we go back to verse 1 of that, it says there, everything that happens in this world happens at a time that God chooses. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. In verse 2, a time to be born and a time to go, to die. In John 19, let's go to that. The death of Jesus. Later, knowing that everything had been finished so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there. So they soaked a sponge on it and put the sponge on a stalk of hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips. And when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. A time to be born and a time to die. Now, Jesus hung upon the cross. You know, and there he was nailed to that cross. And his very last words were this: "It is finished." And with that, he gave up his spirit. Talking about time, it was Jesus' time to die. Verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. You see, weeping and mourning are a part of everyday life. We've all gone through it, or we'll all go through it as we say goodbye to our loved ones. A time to live, a time to die. Second part of verse 8. A time of war and a time of peace. You know, and to be honest with you, who ever thought that we would see a war like we're seeing in Ukraine right now? There are thousands of deaths. And I think there's something like 15 or 17 million refugees right now. And the cities have been reduced to rubble, those beautiful cities. And like many other churches and people and communities around the world, we are praying for them. A time of war and a time of peace. Lord, bring peace. Bring an end to the suffering of all those people. Let me finish. Just in case you forgot what I was talking about. Anybody know what I was talking about? Good, thank you. Forgot. Yeah, 106 years old, the son he's talking about. There you go. How amazing is that? And, there's something I read or something I heard just the other day. It's not the years in your life, it's the life in your years. Not the years in your life, it's the life in your years. So I've been speaking about the passage of time. Let me finish with this. James chapter 4 and verses 13 through 15. Boasting about tomorrow. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go into this city and spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why you do not know, even though that what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and vanishes. Instead you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. What is your life? Here today, gone tomorrow. We're talking about the passage of time. And, I think for all of us, we all want to make some kind of mark before we leave this earth. Who knows? We don't know. So many people, you know, as I said, I do lots of funerals, and the amount of times I hear people talking about regret. I wish, I wish, I wish. The amount of people that, you know, you have families that are warring. You know, time is short. Sometimes we need to bring healing into families. Time is short. My time is up. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the gathering of your people here this morning. We thank you, Lord, that, as Robin said, we're able to come to this facility here very freely and spend time and fellowship together, one with another. And so, Lord, I thank you for the folk that are here today and for those, again, away, I join in the prayer, and for those who are unwell, that, Lord, you would bring a healing to their bodies. And for those, Lord, that are travelling on holiday, and we'll be coming back tomorrow. God, would you bring them safely home? And Father, we know that we've been allotted all the time we're going to get. And Lord, as your word says, you ask us to use the time wisely. In our family, in our workplace, in our church. And Lord, we're so blessed here that people do give of their time and do give of their resources. So Lord, this day, I pray for each individual in this place. I pray, Lord, that you know what's going on in their lives. You, Lord, know their struggles. You know their joys. And Father, if those here today just need that fresh touch of your Spirit, I pray, Lord, that you would do that. for those who are unwell, that, Lord, you would bring healing to their bodies right now. And there would be real blessings. So, Father, we thank you for this time and this place. And all God's people said together, Amen. 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 Thank you.